With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting more aid trucks have been entering Gaza through the Rafah border crossing as fighting continues and smoke can be seen rising in the distance. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People scramble for aid at Rafah, apparently after trucks crossed over the border on Monday, bringing much-needed supplies to locals. It comes as Palestinians face severe shortages of food, water and other basic goods in the Gaza Strip, with very little aid allowed in since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants in Gaza's two largest cities, with civilians still sheltering along the front lines, even after massive waves of displacement across the besieged territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Special counsel Jack Smith is asking the Supreme Court to take up and rule quickly on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election results. A federal judge ruled the case could go forward, but the Republican ex-president signaled he'd ask the federal appeals court in Washington to reverse that outcome. Smith is attempting to bypass the appeals court. It's coming up on the holidays, and people are looking to travel. Correspondent Rita Foley reports the AAA says Americans just want to get away for both Christmas and New Year's.
The AAA says the desire to get away is stronger than they've seen in a very long time. People are willing to adjust their budgets in other areas of their life, says spokeswoman Aixa Diaz. But they want to keep traveling, she says. Top destinations this year include Florida, California, the Virgin Islands, and London.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 157 points. The Nasdaq rose 28. The S&P advanced 18. Oil up to $71.32 a barrel. This is SRN News. The gospel spreading in Egypt.
That country does not welcome big Christian evangelistic events, but Dr. Michael Youssef managed to hold one in Cairo last month, and the results were encouraging. The popular Egyptian-American pastor tells the Christian Post that more than 17,000 people turned out, and thousands of them made professions of faith. Youssef says, quote, "There was such a presence of the Holy Spirit in Egypt as we have never experienced before." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican Missouri lawmakers are renewing their call to allow homicide charges against women who have abortions. Measures that would accomplish that have been introduced in both chambers of the state's legislature for consideration in the session that begins in January. It's a step no state has taken since the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade last year caused rapid shifts in the nation's abortion landscape. This is SRN News. A cashless society is causing some problems for many people.
Just as technological shifts created the cashless society, further advances are now helping charitable groups for the homeless who are in danger of being left behind. Charitable groups for those living on the street have now developed electronic payment methods that in some cases will enable donations from smartphones. But nothing is perfect. And experts warn many are still being locked out in the cashless world we live in. Jason Walker reporting.
A group of lawmakers from New England and Alaska says a federal program that protects the health and well-being of commercial fishermen should be expanded to include substance use disorder and worker fatigue. They say expanding the program would help fishermen access more safety training and mental health resources. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.